This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So three good deeds specific in these 10 days. One is Hajj and Umrah. And number two is Dhikr, Tahleel, Tahmeed and Takbir. And the third one is Al-Udhiyah, slaughtering the animal, or Qurbani, as we say it in different parts of the world. The word we use should teach us a lot of the meaning. Meaning, why it's called Qurbani in the Indo-Pak communities, or in India and Pakistan and that part of the world, they use the word Qurbani. What does Qurbani mean? Meaning getting closer to Allah. It's from Qurb, to get close to Allah. Slaughtering the animal will get me closer to Allah. And why is that? Because Allah loves it. Allah loves it. When I and you want to get close to somebody, what do you do? You say, what do they love? I want to give them a gift. What do they want? So they will love me even more. So they feel I'm special. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam said, and this is hadith of Imam al-Tirmidhi, he said, مَا عَمِلَ آدَمِي, no deed the son of Adam will do the day of al-Nahr, the day of Eid, the first day of Eid, they call it Yawm al-Nahr, the day of slaughter. No good deed the day the son of Adam does on the day of Eid, more beloved to Allah than let the blood flow. إِهْرَاقُ الدَّمْ. Let the blood flow, meaning slaughter the animal. Look at this one. Now when you are hesitant to do more than one, right? Should I do it? Should I not do it? You know, listen to this hadith. إِنَّهَا لَتَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The animal that we will slaughter is going to come on the day of judgment. بِقُرُونِهَا, with its horn. وَأَشْعَارِهَا, with its skin and hair. وَأَظْفَارِهَا, with its nail. فَتُوضَعْ فِي مِيزَانِهِ. The whole animal, with all, not only the animal, the meat, and even the horn, even the nails, even the skin, everything will be put in the scale of the human being to make it heavier. وَإِنَّ الدَّمَ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِمَكَانٍ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَقَعَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And the drop of blood that's going to come from that animal when they slaughter, it will be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The value of it with Allah, even before that drop of blood hits the earth. فَطَيِّبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. Make some, طَيِّبُوا بِهَا نَفْسَ. Beautify yourself with it, or make someone beautiful, or make someone happy by it. By this qurbani, or udhiya, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Do it as much as you can. If you can, again, if you can, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy. Because لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah will not get anything out of its blood or it is meat. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. But he, what he wants from it, that we slaughter the animal, is the taqwa. Allah said this in Surah Al-Hajj. When he talks about Hajj, and he came to, in the verses, came to the part of Hajj where we slaughter the animal. Do it as much as you can. If you cannot afford it, you can't afford it. But if you can, and actually if you can, there is a lot of talk about this. And they, one of hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is hadith, subhanAllah, it's in Bulugh al-Maram, Imam Muslim, he said, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, man kana lahu si'a, whomsoever is capable, walam yudahi, and he did not slaughter, فَلَا يَقْرَبَنَّ مُصَلَّانَا. Let him not come. Let him not come to our place of prayer. SubhanAllah. Whomsoever can. And he put the first condition. مَنْ كَانَتْ لَهُ سَعَى. He can. He, with slaughtering an animal, is not going to be too difficult on him to live. سَعَى means he has a little bit extra. فَلْيُضَحِي. Let him slaughter the animal. And the animal is three kinds. I'm going to quickly go through this just for us all to learn. There is a camel, and there is a cow, and there is the sheep or the goat. And scholars differ which one is better. Some says it's the camel, then the cow, then the sheep, and then based upon hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, where he mentioned these animals, some says it's the other way around. The whole idea is slaughter. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in his hajjah, he gave as qurbani or hadi actually, saq al hadi, for hajj, 100. He slaughtered himself, subhanallah, with his beautiful hand, 63. And he asked Sayyidina Ali to slaughter the rest. من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني. Whomsoever resuscitate my sunnah, he loved me. This is his sunnah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is a sunnah of Sayyidina Ibrahim. We are all following in his footsteps. Let's slaughter. If we can, you can do more, you can do more. You can do the 100, do the 100. You can do the 63, do the 63. One minimum. For yourself, one is enough. For yourself and the people of your house, one is enough. You want to do more, you want to do more. You want to do it as extra for the other people, the people who passed away. Yes, you can. Absolutely. The one that is for yourself and for your family, that one, most scholars will tell you it needs to be in the town or city where you live. And normally, one-third you eat, one-third you give it as a gift, and one-third you actually give it as a charity. That's his sunnah. And I am doing this. This is a good deed. This is beloved to Allah. This is, I want to get close to Allah. I do it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. And this is his sunnah. And some school of thoughts say it is an obligation. Actually, Imam Abu Hanifa say it is an obligation to slaughter the animal. And the majority of the opinion say it is a sunnah mu'akkada. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did it. And it is stressed upon, highly recommended to do. So do it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. There's plenty of opportunity to do it. Do one in your place where you are living. You want to do more, then you do it. There is plenty of need all over the world. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for everybody.